High wind and heavy rain has caused delays at local airports, thousands of power outages around our region, and flooding in places like New Jersey. WNYC's Anne-Marie Fertoli has been speaking with weather watchers in the Garden State today. Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hi, Mark.
So tell us what's going on now in the region.
Well, winds and rain have swept through the tri-state area and may continue into tonight. There was a high wind warning in effect for the city and Long Island earlier today. There were gusts of about 60 miles an hour clocked at LaGuardia Airport. And in New Jersey, there are scattered reports of flooding. I spoke with Justin Osiello, who runs Jersey Shore Hurricane News. He's posted photos on his site showing up to a foot of water in the streets in places like Brick Township and Toms River.
Based upon the firsthand reports of the people who have lived in these communities, some of whom have lived here for decades, they're saying that this is totally abnormal, and they're quite concerned for their homes, for their property. That's their investment.
So some of these areas are still struggling to come back from Sandy, and Osiello tells me residents are wondering if this might be a new normal for them.
Yeah, just what they don't need in Ocean County,
right.
New Jersey. What do experts say about this theory of a new normal? Does it hold up now?
New Jersey state climatologist isn't quite convinced, but Dr. David Robinson does say Sandy's changed things.
Sandy reshaped the coastline, not just the beaches and the dunes, but there was sand washed into inlets and out of inlets, and it was washed over some of the islands.
So Robinson says that means the topography may have changed, and that can redistribute tidal waters. But he also says normal erosion in the winter and beach replenishment in the summer could change that, so it might not be permanent.
So what can we expect for the rest of the evening, Anne-Marie?
Well, the National Weather Service does have a flood warning for parts of northern New Jersey until this evening. The wind gusts are supposed to taper off, but there's still a slight chance of rain and snow showers later tonight.
WNYC's Anne-Marie Fertoli, thanks for joining us. You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC.